Okay, so as hard as it is to believe, as Hanukkah just ended, we already have a fast day coming up on Sunday. So I thought I'd just talk for a few minutes about the nature of Tainus in general. So Rav Asher Weiss has a nice piece in his Sefer on Moedim, where he notes that we find in general about four, though at the end he adds a fifth category of Tainus, each with a different focus. So he notes that the first category are the taniyot, which are related to avilut, that are related to mourning. The first four, obviously, that come to mind are the four that are commemorating the Churban. Asar B'Teve is coming up, Shavasar B'Tammuz, Tisha B'Av, and Tzom Gedalia. There are other smaller avilus-related fast days, such as there was a minhag, which is less common nowadays to fast on the yard site on yard sites, which is a form of avilus. There were taniyot in local communities for tragedies in their community that happened in Klal Yisrael. So the first category of taniyot are the taniyot related to avilut. The second category of taniyot are those that are related to tshuva. The paradigm of that is obviously Yom Kippur, being the only biblical fast, which is a way of doing tshuva. But there are others as well for those who fast on what's known as Yom Kippur Katan and Erev Rosh Chodesh. The Beis Yosef notes that there were Hasidim and Rishonim who would fast for tshuva every Erev Shabbos. Even Taniyot Chalom, the Gemara notes that when people would have bad dreams, if it really bothered them and they were worried that the dream would come true, so they would fast. And sometimes you'll see, it's rarer nowadays, but there are people who've done it. And sometimes you'll join that with what's known as Hatavat Chalom and get a Beis Din together to make your dream good. I've been part of a Beis Din like that. It's an interesting experience. But that presumably is also for tshuva, because the assumption is you did something wrong, and that's why tragedy may befall you. That's why you had that negative dream, and therefore you fast as a form of tshuva to hope that you'll protect yourself. Just like on Yom Kippur, we say that tshuva is one of the ways we protect ourselves. So if you had a bad dream and you think that is the harbinger of terrible events, so you fast to do tshuva for that, and there are others as well. The third category he notes is what he calls Taniyot shel ritsui, where it's not that you're doing tshuva per se, but you're doing it to ingratiate yourself with God. The classic, he notes, is the anshei mamadot, that when we brought the karbanot, so all of Klal Yisrael was divided into 24 groups. The kohanim were divided into 24 groups. The group of kohanim would work in the Beit HaMikdash and bring the karbanot, and the Yisraelim in the group of that week would fast and daven that the karban should be accepted. So sometimes you have these fast days which are l'shem ritzui, that are really to make our tefillot more efficacious. And the fourth category, he notes, are taniyot, which are l'zecher davar, which are commemoration for something, the paradigm being Tainus Esther, which isn't mourning in any way, it isn't really tshuva, it's commemorating the fact, or at least that's how we understand it, that Esther fasted. Where exactly when that fast came into existence is an interesting question. Not till medieval period, but at least the way we understand it, it's commemorating the event of Esther's fasting before she went to Ahasuerus. He notes that there is a fifth category, which is the random category, the miscellaneous that you put at the end of every list, which don't really fit any category. For example, he notes that the Meiri in Magen Avod, in Perek Chav Gimel, notes a strange practice of Tamidei Chachamim who would fast on Friday because they wanted time to chazer their learning, and they thought if they were eating on Friday, they wouldn't have time, so they just wouldn't eat. They would learn all day and then go into Shabbos. So he notes there are interesting fast days that you find throughout rabbinic literature. Now, I would just end with the following. The following few points. One is that, as Rav Asher notes, none of these are mutually exclusive, right? Even Tisha B'Av, which is really about avelos for the mikdash, part of the tainus should be that we're doing tshuva and hoping that one day we will be zochet to the rebuilding of the Beit HaMikdash. And obviously, we also hope that it helps our tefillah be more efficacious when we're davening on the taniyot. So there are overlaps. He just notes that there are these four central categories where there's a main theme to each of the days. Though he notes that his claim that the Arba Taniyot, which are Zechar L'Chorban, are primarily about Avelos and only secondarily about Tshuva, he thinks that's obvious, though he notes the Chassam Sofer thought the opposite. The Chassam Sofer and Arachayim, Tshuva Reish Ches, notes that the way the Rambam describes it, and the Chassam Sofer, as far as I can tell, is really correct in the language of the Rambam in the fifth paragraph of Hilchos Tainis, says it's not the case that even the Arba Taniyot of Avelot are not really about Avelot at all. They're about Tshuva, and flips it and says that there really is no such thing as a fast day which is primarily about Avelut. Even those fast days which commemorate a sad event are really about Tshuva. And therefore, if you hold like Chassam Sofer and the Rambam, and even for Rav Asher, that this is secondary on Sunday, not only should we be thinking about the tragic events of Asara B'Teves, we should remember that it's also meant to, either primarily or also meant to spur us to do tshuva, to daven with better kavana, because a fast by itself is not as worthwhile as a fast that's coupled with the other values that it can further.